Performance Bounds for Cooperative Localization in the Starlink Network, by Callum Spring-Turner et al. Mega constellations in low Earth orbit have the potential to revolutionize worldwide internet access. The concomitant potential of these mega constellations to impact space sustainability, however, has prompted concern from space actors as well as provoking concern in the ground-based astronomy community. Increasing the knowledge of the orbital state of satellites in mega constellations improves space situations awareness, reducing the need for collision avoidance maneuvers and allowing astronomers to prepare better observational mitigation strategies. In this paper, we create a model of Phase 1 of Starlink, one of the more well-studied mega-constellations, and investigate the potential of cooperative localization using time-of-arrival measurements from the optical inter-satellite links in the constellation. To this end, we study the performance of any unbiased estimator for localization, by calculating the instantaneous Kramer-Rao bound for two situations, one in which inter-satellite measurements and measurements from ground stations were considered, and one in which only relative navigation from inter-satellite measurements were considered. Our results show that localization determined from a combination of inter-satellite measurements and ground stations can have at best an average RMSE of approximately 10.15 meters over the majority of a satellite's orbit. Relative localization using only inter-satellite measurements has a slightly poorer performance with an average RMSE of 10.68 meters. The results show that both anchored and anchorless inter-satellite cooperative localization are dependent on the constellation's geometry and the characteristics of the inter-satellite links, both of which could inform the use of relative navigation in large satellite constellations in future. This was Performance Bounds for Cooperative Localization in the Starlink Network, by Callum Spring-Turner et al.